It's time for Terror in the Skies.
Flight 209, you are cleared for takeoff.
Roger. Get off my plane.
Roger, Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Enough is enough! I have had it with these monkey-fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane!
It's Gary and Shannon's Terror in the Skies on KFI.
So there's a new analysis by the International Air Transport Association shows that unruly passenger incidents went up 47% in the last year. They say most of the incidents were non-compliance, verbal abuse, and intoxication, including bringing outside alcoholic drinks into the cabin, failing to wear a seatbelt, packing too much baggage.
Okay, so to go down their list, the things that the most common types of incidents involve non-compliance, verbal abuse, and intoxication. So they said the smoking of either cigarettes or vapes in the cabin or lavatory was the number one non-compliance issue highlighted by the International Association of International Air Transport Association.
Have you ever been on an airplane
where you smelled? I mean, since they've been outlawed and we were children when that happened.
No,
I've
and
never.
And that includes charter flights, where not all the rules are followed, shall we say. I know that it's very difficult being a former smoker to be on a plane for 5 hours or what have you and not have a cigarette.
How often did you need to smoke? What was your time frame? You'd have a smoke every hour, every 2 hours?
Probably every couple hours. 4 hours. Every couple hours, probably.
They said that the smoking was the number one non-compliance issue, followed by failure to fasten seatbelts when instructed. And I've never understood that part of it. And listen, you can call me a sheep if you want to. If they tell you to put your seatbelt on, just put your seatbelt on. It's not that difficult. And it's not as if it's restraining you from, it's technically restraining you. But it's not as if you have to like snug that thing up so that you're cracking your pelvis every time you sit down.
Well, and the thing is that if you've seen, like we have, the video of severe turbulence and you've read the articles where babies go flying up into the ceiling, you know that it's really to protect you. It's not even about you being a rule follower or bowing down to the man. You're saving your own ass when you put on your seatbelt because you don't know when those turbulence are going to hit sometimes.
Well, and
you don't want your noggin to hit the top of the plane.
There is a risk with your body flopping around.
Sure.
You're going to hurt other people.
Exactly.
So there's that. It's similar to motorcycle riders required to wear helmets in the state of California. Listen, I understand the desire to not wear a helmet. There's part of the reason why you ride a bike in the first place is because you want that freedom. You don't want to feel like you're closed in. I get it. But when your brain ends up in my front seat, that's going to be an issue.
It's going to be traumatic for you.
The other things that they said: exceeding the carry-on baggage allowance or failing to store baggage when required. Again, the rules, it's not like they're changing the rules. It's not like one airline will allow you to bring 7 things on board and the other airline allows you to bring a wallet. They're very standard in terms of their rules. Why everybody is surprised every time they get on a plane blows me away. And then consumption of own alcohol on board. I don't know why that's a problem. Unless you get out of hand.
I mean, you can do it surreptitiously. Not that I'm saying to do it, but if you take out a fifth of, Jack Daniels.
Early times.
Right. And you start passing it around, it's going to be a problem.
Stick in the mud.
I've seen that happen on a flight. I'm trying to remember which one.